Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord, my beautiful brothers and sisters. God is truly good, and we thank God for Jesus. God is an awesome God, and he can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. You might have failed him, but you have not. He have not failed you yet. Thank God for Jesus. Thank you, God. God is truly a God that can do anything, and all we have to do is trust in him. Trust in him and never doubt and never give up. Keep pushing until something happens. Push until something happens. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Welcome to Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart, here in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. We thank God for all of our worldwide prayer warriors who are listening this morning. We thank God for all of you in Venezuela, in Germany, in Africa, Nguana. We thank God for all of you that are in South Africa. Praise God. We thank God for all of you that are listening near and far. God is truly good, and God is doing an awesome, awesome thing. Our prayer warriors are worldwide. We want to continue to pray because the Word of God tells us we ought to pray. Pray without ceasing. He didn't say preach without ceasing. He didn't say sing without ceasing. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing, and we're going to honor the Word of God. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart, and we want to recognize our sponsor as well. Show, we thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor, who's licensed in the state of Maryland and also in Pennsylvania. Shanita Kelly is the person to call if you're looking for that brand new home, if you want to sell your home that you're living in now, or if you just want to know about grants and funds that are available to you. Shanita Kelly is the person to call. She's a praying, anointed woman of God that will help you to move into that new home, will help you to become that home to be a blessing to you and not a burden. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, anointed woman of God, a praying, powerful woman of God, at 443-854-0977. Give her a call today. She's waiting for your call, and she's praying for your call. God is truly good. Thank God for Shanita Kelly, your realtor and my realtor. We thank God also for Dr. David Gaines, Master Electrician. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street, and Dr. David Gaines also has a barber on the premises. He's truly a man of God, blessing the body of Christ with fresh fruits and vegetables, along with blessing you with your new hairstyles, natural hairstyles. Dr. David Gaines, Master Electrician. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. That's 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2013 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. We love you, Dr. Gaines. Also, we are praying for Family Tree, the Family Tree, raising up families. We're helping you, you, and you, men and women, boys and girls, to become greater families. That's what it's all about. It starts right in the family. And we thank God for Family Tree located 2018 North Charles Street. Yes, 2018 North Charles Street. If you stand in need of help or services or just to have someone to be of support to you with raising your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, niece or nephew, give the Family Tree a call, 410-889-2300. That's 410-889-2300. And also the Family Tree have a support line. If you stand in need of help right away, they're there to help you with their support line, their help line, their stress line, at 410-889-2300. Families, you may, members, aunt or uncle or grandparent need a break, their respite service, and guess what? That respite service is free. If you need to go to the hairdresser, men, you need to go to the barber, need to go to the doctor's office, or if you just need a break, the Family Tree is the place to call, 410-889-2300. Give them a call and let them know that you'd like to be a part of their Parents Anonymous groups, that you need help, that support, and they also have other resources available to you. The Family Tree is there for you, waiting for your call at 410-889-2300, okay? The Family Tree have that support that you need. Again, the respite service is free. If you need a break from your children, and sometimes we do, you can give them a call, sign up, get the paperwork completed, and have them in a safe environment, okay? Safe environment for your children. 410-889-2300. You can get respite service up to 4 hours a day. Isn't that a blessing? Praise God and thank God for the family tree. Now, my dear sisters and brothers, we're going to get ready for our scripture reading. Yes, you are listening to the Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart, Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Yes, we are Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, and we have been in existence now for over 25 years. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer request. Yes, send me your prayer request. Names, organizations. Send them to the Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart, that's S-T-E-W-E-R-T, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And I'll give that out to you again before we leave this morning. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And I want to thank all of you that have been sending your prayer requests. Also, if you'd like to request our beautiful prayer rug, request your beautiful prayer rug, and we're going to send it out to you, okay? So we want you to have that prayer rug that you can pray and is anointed. We prayed up for it. God is truly good, and God is blessing. We have heard some wonderful reports from those that have received the prayer rug and those that are listening in. We thank God for you. We believe in the power of prayer, and we know what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation, or prayer can change you. So we want you to get your Bibles or your tablets or your cell phones. We want you to turn to our scripture reading for this morning. We always go to the Word of God first. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Psalm 35. And Psalm 37. Our scripture readings for the morning. Amen, amen, amen. And you need to learn these scriptures by heart. There may come a time when you don't have your cell phone, you don't have your Bible, you don't have your tablet, you don't have your computer, but you have it in your spirit. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with thy feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. My God, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Yes, he knows your name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, praise God. And I believe that long life is going to be a healthy life. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. My sisters and my brothers, that is our protection song, Psalm of Protection. For the men and women of God, read that song every day. Amen. Praise God. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you want to read it for a snack, read it for a snack too. Song of Protection. Let's go to Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also out thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me, saying to my soul, I am thy salvation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am thy salvation. That's Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Now we're going to go to Psalm 37. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I feel the presence of the Lord right now, today. Thank you, Jesus. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Isn't God good? Give you the desires of your heart. And I believe if your desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God, he will bless you with the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Nobody but God. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. My God, my God. When you get an opportunity, look at Job 11 and 17. We're talking about the word of God here. The word of God is powerful, powerful, powerful. My God, my God, my God. Look, let's look at Job 11 and 17 right now. Amen? You might forget later. In Job 11, 17, it says, and thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's read that again. Job 11, 17. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. That's Job 11, 17. And we go back to Psalm 37, verse 6. It says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Look at God. He just puts it all together for us. Amen. Isn't God good? And if you want to go a little bit further, you can go to Proverbs, the 4th chapter, the 18th verse, and read that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my brothers and sisters, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. That's the word of the Lord. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, meekness is not weakness, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We see that word inherit again. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter into thine own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man hath is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord uphold the righteous. Let's go back again to Job Let's go to Job 38 and 15. Yes, Job 38 and 15. I love the word of the Lord. Amen. I love the word of the Lord. Job 38 and 15. Amen. Let's go to Job 38. Amen. Job 38 and 15. My God. Job 38 and 15 says, and from the wicked their light is withholding, and the high arm shall be broken. Job 38, 15, that's the word of the Lord. And the wicked. Uh-huh. And the wicked, their light is withholding, and the high arm shall be broken. That's the word of the Lord. Amen. Not my word, not your word. Amen. But God's will be done. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means what? Forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Forever means forever. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. We want you to read these scriptures every day. God is truly good. God is an awesome God. And you know what? God could do anything but fail. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Sit thou at my right hand until I make my enemies my footstool. Your enemies your footstool. Praise God. Psalm 110. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with psalmistry and harp. Praise him with tremble and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sound cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. That's the word of God. Let everything have breath praise ye the Lord. Isn't God awesome? He said that everything that had breath, praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go into our lesson this morning before we go into prayer. Your angels, your protectors. I believe in angels. I don't know about you. I believe in angels. The ancients believed that the angels of God's presence is a miracle-working presence that is available to every man. That there are angel protectors all around us who are only too glad to guide and protect us. When we call upon to do so, they felt that every person has an angel or higher self. When challenges arise, I want you to say to yourself, I have nothing to fear. And someone needed to say it this morning, I have nothing to fear. You know why? God don't give us that spirit of fear. My guardian angels, my guardian angel goes before me. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel go before me. Yes, your guardian angel go before you right there, guiding you, leading you. My guardian angel go before me, making right my way. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say this often for others, too. I want you to hear this little story I want to share with you this morning. A businesswoman was concerned about having to make an out-of-town trip, buying trip, since she would have to drive 200 miles in the rain and fog and accompanied by her sick husband, whom she could not leave at home alone. A friend said, you have nothing to fear because I pray that your guardian angel will be with you. Isn't that a good friend to have? A friend that's praying for you and praying with you. Upon returning from the buying trip, the businesswoman reported, I did seem to be accompanied by an angel. As I drove out of town, the day the sky cleared of the fog, the rain stopped, and the sun shone through. There was no more bad weather on the entire trip. The drive lifted my husband's spirits. He suffered no ill effects from it. Financially, this proved to be one of the most profitable business trips I had ever made in a long time. Two missionaries were passing through a dangerous jungle region where robbers were waiting to attack them. But as the missionaries prayerfully approached the robbers, saw a third person, much larger than life size, traveling with them and apparently hovering over them protectively. The presence of this third party, yes, you know it, angel of protection. Both puzzled and frightened the robbers so that the missionaries were saved from harm. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I believe in angels. What about you? Angels of prosperity and healing. Yes, they are. Angels of prosperity and healing. The Hebrews of old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. Yes, Raphael, the angel of healing. At times you might wish to say, angels of healing, come forth here and now. Call upon your angels. God created angels. Yes, and he created an angel of healing for each and every one of us. Angel of protectors for all of us. Angel of healing, come here and now. And I want you to call on your angel of healing right now. There's someone that needs to be healed. Call on your angel of healing right now. Angel of healing, come forth right now. Or you may wish to call on the angel of prosperity or the angel of love, harmony, and marriage in the same way. Angel of harmony, come forth here and right now. Angel of harmony, come forth here and right now. Angel of love, come forth here right now. Angel of marriage, come forth here and right now. Before traveling or going into any challenging situation, you may have to go to court this morning. Yes, you need to call on your angel of harmony to say, it would be wise to say, the angel of calm goes before me. You may be getting ready for work. You may be getting ready to go on a trip. You may be getting ready to face a situation that you wish that you would not have to face. Call upon the angel of calm that goes before you, protecting you from any negative experiences, or the angel of God's presence goes before you and prepares you the way for you, make a way for you. Call on your angels. God created your angels, not just to sit. God calls angels to protect you, to be with you, to guide you, to heal you, direct you, to love you. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel protector when he said, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Malachi 3:1, the word of the Lord. Once when an individual was going to a six-week lecture trip, he or she decided to test the angel idea. You know, we have some people that don't believe. So he or she decided to test the angel idea by affirming that the angel of prosperity went before them, making prosperous and successful their way. When lecturing for business professional or convention groups, a professional lecture fee is in order. And we know also the Word of God tells us a servant is worthy of his hire. Whereas the offering received when lecturing in churches are often so small, they do not pay for one's expenses. And this was to be a lecture trip for churches, my sisters and my brothers. However, on this trip, after sending the prosperity angel before him or her, something happened that had never happened before. Call on your angel of prosperity. Along the way, people kept probably saying, I have read your books. I have helped. I was helped by them. I want to show my appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering with you. The angel of prosperity came forth. The result was that the individual came home carrying a number of tithe checks as special gifts to be individually, which helped defray the cost that he or she had so often had to meet personally. That's God. That experience convinced that individual that there is an angel of prosperity. Call upon your angel of prosperity. Hallelujah. Your angel of prosperity want to hear from you. As for the angel of healing, a story came out. England many years ago, appearing in the London Daily Mirror and the Central News Agency, about a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from advanced tuberculosis. Doctors had long despaired of saving her, and relatives had gathered around as she stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. Appeared to be gone. 8 minutes later, she suddenly took a deep breath and roused as she was conversely saying, "Yes, I'm listening. Who is it?" At that moment, she saw an angel healing or leaning, bending over her, who said, "Your suffering are over. Get up and walk. My sisters and my brothers, you stand in need of a healing. You have a family member that stands in need of healing. You have a friend that stands in need of a healing. I want you to call upon your healing angels this morning." Yes, we're going to call on Jesus. Yes, we're going to always call on Jesus. But I want you to call on your healing angel this morning and let that healing angel speak to you or the individual. That healing angel said, "Your suffering are over. Get up and walk." Isn't that what Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood? Uh-huh. Get up and walk. When she asked for her robe so that she could walk, it caused a great commotion among the relatives. Watch out for those non-believers. Because she had not walked for months. She then walked into another room and asked for food, though she had not had a solid meal for 6 months. A solid meal for 6 months. My God, my God, my God. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed that there was not a trace of disease left in her body. My God. Not a trace. After 5 years of intense suffering, thereafter she ate well, slept well, and was quite calm and peaceful. That's nobody but God. Send her angel of healing. And you have an angel of healing with you this morning. Yes, many of you have been praying for healing for yourself, your loved one, your friend, your neighbor, your church member, maybe even your pastor. Call upon that angel of healing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Nothing seemed to tire or excite her. The angel had told her that her life was being spared in order that she might help to heal others. God is doing a work in you that you will be able to help others. God is healing you. God is blessing you so that you can help others. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise God this morning. God is doing a work in you so that you'll be able to help others. Thank you, Jesus. So she spent a great deal of time in intercessory prayer. Do we have any intercessors this morning? Spending a great deal of time in intercessory prayer? Calling on our intercessory prayers. Warriors. We need people to intercede for others. Amen. Intercede for others who are sick in their home, in their families, in their cities, in their states, on the continents, in other countries. The Word of God says, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Now we got to look toward heaven. We got to turn from our wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. If my people, you and me, seek God's face first, my God, my God, my God, spend time in prayer. asking the angel of healing to make them whole. Many healings occurred, and her life took on a new meaning and new satisfaction. My sisters and my brothers, this morning, your life can take on a new way, a new meaning, a new satisfaction to you. As the psalms say, I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question needs to be, is he satisfied with me? Me. Look at yourself, not others. I am satisfied with Jesus. But is he satisfied with you? Let your life take on a new meaning and a new satisfaction in Jesus. Jesus, are you satisfied with me? Are you satisfied with my prayer life? Am I interceding? Am I praying for others? Pray without ceasing. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My God. Divine protection is promised in mankind. Perhaps many of the promises for divine protection given to mankind, one of the most famous and satisfying was that given in Psalm of Protection. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he will give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for our Psalm of Protection. And as I mentioned to you every day, read that Psalm of Protection. Read the Psalm of Protection. And I want you to know about the power in the name Jesus. The early Christians felt that the phrase Jesus Christ was their lost word of power for which the priests had been searching for centuries, and that this lost word of power could produce miracles in an instant. Thank you, Jesus. One is only to experiment in prayer with the name Jesus Christ to discover that speaking that name over and over sets up a mighty vibration, Jesus Christ, that sets into activity forces that bring results. No person's name ever stood for such colossal achievement as the name Jesus Christ. There's something about that name Jesus, and we need to add Christ to it. Jesus Christ. There's power. There's power in that name Jesus. Healing in that name Jesus. Prosperity in that name Jesus. Human relations in that name Jesus. For those who call upon that name today, you will see miracles, signs, and wonders. Jesus Christ. Decree over and over that Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every phase of your life right now. Jesus Christ. I want you to decree that thing. Jesus Christ is producing perfect results. Yes, we serve a perfect God. You're not perfect, but God is. Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every phase of my life now. I want you to repeat that again after me. Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every phase of my life now. And you will be amazed at the good things that will happen to you. Yes, you will be amazed at the good things that will happen to you. Expect the good things that will happen to you. It's easy for us to talk about the bad things. It's easy for us to talk about our pain, our aches, our pains. But expect the good things that will happen to you. No more pain. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be hallelujah. Heal from cancer. Thank you, Jesus. Heal from tuberculosis. Thank you, Jesus. Heal from COVID. Thank you, Jesus. Expect the good things that happen to you. Jesus Christ, the words Jesus Christ, are among the most powerful words that you can speak. Concentrate on that Jesus Christ. Concentrate on his name. Meditate and affirm every day the words Jesus Christ. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on your bedroom mirror. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your dashboard in your car. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can transform your mind. And that's what we are. When we are men and women of God, we have a transformation of our mind. Our minds are not the same before we were saved. Transformation of your mind, your body, affairs, relationships, any situation that confronts or troubles you, call upon the name Jesus Christ. We're living in a new era of our lives now. A lot of individuals just say Jesus. But I'm speaking to you this morning through the Holy Spirit to call upon Jesus Christ. Sometimes we got to add a little bit of icing to the cake. Thank you, Jesus, for that icing. Jesus Christ. Taste and see that the Lord is good all the time. What you're going through may not be good, but taste and see that the Lord is good. Meditate on it. Marinate on it. Jesus Christ. If you desire to demonstrate over problems that no amount of prayer, spiritual study, medical treatment, psychiatric therapy, or just plain hard work have been able to overcome, then begin dwelling on the name Jesus Christ. I dare you, the devil dare you, dwell upon that name Jesus Christ, asking for his help. As you daily affirm his name and you call on his power, you will make a major breakthrough. Major. We're talking about something major here. A major breakthrough. And my sisters and my brothers, I believe in this time, in this season, we need some major breakthroughs, not just a breakthrough. We need some major breakthroughs to take place. Out of your negative thoughts, your negative thoughts, or out of the negative thoughts of others, we got a lot of negative people. And non-believers. So out of the negative thought that have bound you into higher levels of consciousness, there you will be free to claim your good. Jesus Christ. Jesus taught his followers to pray in his name. Remember I told you about the Social Security Administration, a federal organization, the Social Security Administration, they were having a women's conference. They were invited to my radio show to tell about the conference. After the radio interview was over, one of the women came over, I guess the chairperson of that particular conference, came to me and she said, Dr. Stewart, I would like for you to pray at the conference, do the opening prayer. But you cannot say in the name of Jesus. I looked at her, and I said to her, there's no other way I can pray. I just can't help myself. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. I decline that invitation. My dear sisters and brothers, we must pray in the name of Jesus. There's power in that name, Jesus. Why would she say to me, not pray in the name of Jesus? There's something about that name, Jesus, and I pray for them in the name of Jesus. Jesus taught his followers to pray in his name. Jesus taught his followers to pray in his name. Since he was their mighty intercessor with God, he is a mighty intercessor. He's interceding for us. He's sitting at the right hand, interceding for you and I. The early Christians performed mighty works by calling and praying in the name of Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. Call upon the name Jesus Christ. When problems start getting you down, when situations start taking place in your life that you don't know what to do, don't know what direction to go in, don't know what to say, just say Jesus Christ. In his name, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do. John 14:13 was the promise, and it still applies today. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God. He has not changed. That was the promise, and it still applies today. You can ask in his name in several ways. And I'm going to share that with you on tomorrow. You can ask on in his name in several ways, my sisters and my brothers. Let us pray. Father, we come in the message in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have blessed us to see one more day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for protecting us from the fires, the floods, and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Heavenly Father, to protect us from wars, Father God, and rumors of wars. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing us and being with us and guiding us and leading us. We thank you, Father God, for our President of the United States of America. We pray, Father God, for President Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We pray for that family in its entirety right now, in the name of Jesus, that you'll touch them and grant them godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Father God, place a fresh anointing upon our President right now and his family in its entirety. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll protect them right now and from seen and unseen danger. We pray for Vice President Kamala Harris, Father God, that you protect her and her husband, Father God, their families in its entirety. We pray right now, Father God, for our leadership, those that are in Congress and the House of Representatives, Father God. We pray for those in the Ways and Means Committee, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We pray for every representative right now that they'll come together in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, not according to a party, not according to the Democrats, not according to Republicans, not according to the Independent Party, not according to the Green Party, but come together, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every person, Father God, that are in the midst of the Supreme Court, Father God. We pray for every Supreme Court judge and, Father God, the soon-to-become Supreme Court judge. Touch her right now, Father God, and grant her wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We pray, Father God, they'll make wise decisions concerning God's people in our lives, Father God. Trouble their minds and their spirits that they'll do right by you, Father God. And if they do right by you, they'll do right by the men and women of God. Father God, we pray right now for a blessing upon our nation. We pray, Father God, for those, Father God, that are in Russia fighting that war, Father God. We pray for every individual that's in Ukraine right now. Father God, you protect sons and daughters and husbands and wives. And Father God, make a way out of no way, Father God. We are praying for world peace right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We are praying for your people, Father God. They'll fall on bending knees and surrender to you right now. We are praying, Father God, for the president of Ukraine, Father God, the president of Russia right now, President Putin, Father God, that they will yield to you, the Almighty Living God, and let them know it's not about their power, but about the power of the Almighty Living God, that they surrender, Father God, and think about the lives of individuals, Father God, that are suffering, families and loved ones, Father God, husbands and wives and children, Father God, that are suffering because of the power that man wants to have upon this nation. But let them know, Father God, you have all power. All power is in the hands of God. Let your people know, Father God, that there's victory in Jesus Christ. No other name but Jesus Christ. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are in Venezuela, Father God. Those, Father God, in Germany, Father God. Those that are in New York, Father God. State, upstate New York, that have called upon you for prayer. We're praying for Sister Jill and Dr. Ron Green, Father God, in Miami, Florida. We lift up We're praying, Father God, for Dr. Sandy Edwards Reed and her son, Pharaoh, Father God. We're praying for her husband, Father God, and for her family and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know what they stand in need of. We're praying, Father God, for our dear friend, Father God, Burdetta Washington, Father God, that you heal, thank you, Lord Jesus, from breast cancer. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Father God. Continue to give her the desire to go forth and make a difference, Father God, in the lives of others. You healed her, Father God, for a reason. And we thank you for that. We lift up Rollis Green, Father God, and Sandra Green, Father God, in Norfolk, Virginia. Glory, hallelujah. In Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tanisha, we are praying for you, Father God, and for your children. Glory be to God, Father God. Your family in its entirety. We are praying, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, right now, for Mother Annie Green, for healing in her body, her mind, her spirit, and her soul. Father God, touch her as she lies in her bed, Father God, that she will be healed by his stripes. You said she is healed, Father God. Let her surrender to you, Father God. God, totally, and let her, Father God, see the miracle-working God that you are in this day and this time. We pray, Father God, for Mother Nita, Father God, the mother of Dr. Kevin Carter, Father God. Lift her up, Father God. Touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus. We come against, Father God, that dementia. We come against Alzheimer's, Father God, that's affected so many men and women, Father God. We come against it right now and send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We pray for those that are suffering with mental illnesses, Father God, that are walking this earth, don't know which direction to go in. We are praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you'll touch their minds right now, because you are a mind regulator, and we pray that you regulate that individual's mind right now, that they'll fall on bending knees and call upon the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Mental illness, we come against you right now. No more paranoid schizophrenic, no more bipolar. Mental illness, we come against you right now. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. There's someone that seems like they're confused this morning, don't know which direction to go in, Father God. They don't know if they should go north or south or east or west, but Father God, touch that mind right now. Let them know, Father God, give them the direction, Father God. Have them not to lean to their own understanding, but Father God, we pray that you'll make a way out of no way for them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch every homeless individual, Father God, that's been walking the streets all night long, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the prostitute, Father God. Touch him and her, Father God. Let them know, Father God, there's a better way of life. And Father God, you direct them. Make that light bright in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for every liar, every thief, every backbiter, every whoremonger, Father God. We pray, Father God, and lift up every prostitute under the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up the homosexuals, Father God. Let them know that the word of God is true, and God makes no mistakes. We thank you right now, Father God, for deliverance in the name of Jesus, for someone's son, someone's daughter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, someone's grandson. Hallelujah, granddaughter, Father God. We pray right now because of the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank you right now, Father. Glory be to God. For thank you, Father God, for touching Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. We lift up Pastor Tammy Caesar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Tammy Caesar and her aunt, Father God, Shirley Caesar, as they minister together in North Carolina. We thank you right now for the great ministry you have ordained for them in such a time like this. We lift up, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We lift up Chief Apostle Mary Davis Edwards, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the work you've called her out to do, her ministry, Father God. We thank you for the Flying Eagles ministry. In Jesus' name we pray that it will go forth and make a difference in the lives of others. We thank you for Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Father God, healing from that heart condition. We thank you, Father God, because by your stripes she is healed, and we claim that healing right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We ought to lift up our hands and praise God and thank him right now for what he's doing in the lives of others, Father God, not only ourselves. We call upon the name of Jesus Christ for others. We're interceding, Father God. Glory be to God for Desmond Stewart. We intercede, Father God, and thank you right now, Father God, for granting them traveling mercy, for granting Dr. Ron Green traveling mercy as they travel to and fro around this world. We thank you, Father God, glory be to God, for Kobe Green and for Brandon Green, Father God, as they travel around the nation, our young and our old, our rich and our poor. We thank you right now for transferring the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We lift up Rosie Trahan, Father God, Shanita Kelly. We lift up, Father God, Zariel Kelly and Rael Kelly. We lift up Diamond Tiggle in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God, for Brother Frank Nelson. Comfort him, Father God, in the loss of his wife. Comfort him right now, Father God, and the entire Nelson family. We pray for those, Father God, who have lost loved ones, Father God. You said that you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. You said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you right now because we take you at your word. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing someone that's staying in need of a job. We thank you, Father God, right now, even for making a way out of no way for that individual who have received a pink slip, Father God. We bless them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that their bills will be paid, that we'll have food to eat. Food will be in their refrigerator. Food will be, Father God, in their home. They will not go hungry. We pray for those, Father God, that don't have food on their table, but make a way out of no way. We thank you for the churches and community organizations. We thank you for our farmers that are providing our people with food right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for every farmer in the farmlands right now that are taking care of the farmlands, Father God. Those that are taking care of the farm animals, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are working in a factory, Father God. We thank you for them right now. We need them. We bless them. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you just give them the right pay, that they could live, Father God, in a productive society. We thank you right now. Bless our farmers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for them. We appreciate them. We pray for our military, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force. We are praying for you, Father God. We are praying for our workers, Father God, that have volunteered to protect our country, Father God. We thank you for the men and women that are brave, Father God, to go out and protect our country. We thank you for your military. We thank you for our veterans, Father God, that are still working in your vineyard, that are still sharing their gifts, Father God, that they have acquired, their acquired skills that they have acquired. We thank you right now. They're sharing them, Father God, from one nation to another nation. Touch our police officers, Father God. Grant them wisdom and knowledge and understanding that they're brave enough to come forth and want to protect individuals in cities, in states. Protect them, Father God. Then let the individuals, Father God, obey the land of the law. We thank you right now for our police departments, our commissioners. Bless them, be with them, guide them, and protect them as you protect our citizens, as our citizens need to be obedient to the word of God. We thank you, Father God, protecting them from seen and unseen danger. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Bishop, Apostle, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. We thank you, Father God, one body with many parts. Our beauty is Maryland. We thank you right now for protecting her, keeping her safe. We pray for her mom, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Deacon Mamie, we are praying for you, Duffy. We are praying for you. Protect her right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for protecting and being with her husband, for healing Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr. We thank you for healing that heart. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for touching his son, Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., and his wife, First Lady Melissa Gilmore. We're praying for you. We're interceding for you. We thank you right now, Father God, for New Union Baptist Church, Father God, for the great pastor, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Father God, for touching his mind, his body, his spirit, and his soul, and working a miracle out for him and his wife, Sister Nettie. First Lady Nettie, Father God. We're praying, Father God, you'll touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying for total healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We're praying for miracles right now. You said in the latter days you'll pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And we expect some miracles, signs, and wonders to take forth because we are the body of Christ. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in miracles. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We lift up Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. We're praying for you. Yes, we are. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Diane Green and for TJ Staten. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Larry, Father God. We're praying, Father God. We know that you're a God that can do anything but fail. We lift up his family in its entirety. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father. We know you as a God that could do anything but fail. We know the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We are praying, Father God, for kings and queens and ambassadors, our missionaries that are traveling, starting up churches in other countries. We thank you for our missionaries, great men and women of God. Bless them, Father God, with everything they stand in need of. We know that calling as a missionary is a great calling, and we thank you for it right now. Because Paul was one of your great missionaries, and we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for every chief apostle, every archbishop, every bishop. We thank you right now, Father God, for our elders of the churches, our pastors, our reverends, our trustees. We thank you right now, Father God, for our deacon and deaconess. We lift up even those that clean the floors. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We lift up our doctors and our nurses, our anesthesiologists, our surgeons. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch their hands, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Let them comfort your people as they come into the hospitals, the nursing homes, the assisted living facilities. Touch those that dispense the medication. And at the medication, the benefits will outweigh the side effects. We thank you, Father God, for all of those that are working in the medical field right now, even the aides, Father God, to help out in their very special way. We're praying, Father God, that you grant them godly wisdom and godly knowledge as they work with your people. We pray, Father God, for our doctors, Father God, as the nurses and the doctors and those that are in the medical field, as they go home to their loved ones, that they'll feel comfort in their homes. That you'll give them the time that they need, Father God, as they work 16 hours, 20 hours a day. Father God, be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them. Give them the time that they need to be at peace with you, with Jesus Christ. They'll have time to pray and sup with you and to be with their families and their loved ones. We thank you right now for their service. We thank you for their help. We thank you, Father God, for everyone in the medical field. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We pray for every church, every mosque, every temple, every house of worship, that they will surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. They'll surrender to Jesus Christ and call upon the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the doors of the church that have been opened and those that are still shut, Father God. We pray for them also, that you'll grant the pastors and the leadership, Father God, wisdom from on high. We thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Alamasi. We thank you for the great vision you've given her for TV and radio, transportation services and universities that she started and schools that she started in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the vision that she's blessed God's people with in the name of Jesus. Now we thank you, Father God, for blessing her with helping individuals to acquire homes. We thank you right now for Sheena Kelly, Father God, for the great work that she's doing with blessing God's people. We thank you for Elijah Kelly for the work they're doing as they assist men and women with purchasing their new homes, that their homes be a blessing and not a burden. We thank you for the grant money that's being available to God's people. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for our fire department, Father God, right now, as they fight the fires throughout the land. Bless our firefighters in a very special way. Comfort them and guide them and lead them. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Many have died because they're fighting fires in homes that are vacant. But, Father God, we ask that you order their footsteps, that they'll make the right steps as they go into these vacant homes. They will not fall, Father God. They will not be injured, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our firefighters. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for taking the guns out of the hands of those that are firing these guns illegally. Do not allow these illegal guns to continue to come into our communities. In the name of Jesus, stop it in the name of Jesus. Touch our sons and our daughters that are firing these illegal weapons, Father God. We pray for their souls right now, that they'll yield to you, the Almighty Living God. Stop the firing of the illegal weapons. Stop, Father God, the sales of the illegal drugs in our communities. Let them cry out to you, Jesus Christ. Let them surrender to you, Father God. We pray for deliverance from our children from drugs, Father God, substance abuse right now. They will not want any more crack cocaine or heroin or stick another needle in their vein. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, for deliverance and healing right now. Drug use in the name of Jesus. This is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart, with you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Request your prayer rug, and we're going to get it out to you. Send us your prayer request. We are praying worldwide. I've found the answer. I've learned how to pray. Continue to intercede. Continue to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's power in that name, Jesus. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., for the Power Hour of Prayer. Share this number with someone else. We want to hear from you. We believe in the power of prayer, and we expect the unexpected. God is all the time. Pray without ceasing, my brothers and my sisters. God bless you real good.